They had a store they'd sell to them,
yeah.
Trade with them, but they didn't believe in working them, so they didn't have any niggas. So all that we had was just, after I got old enough was, sharecroppers and things like that. But we had one or two old niggas had the little old places. One of them owned a place right back up here on the hill from us there. About, he had 80 acres back there, I think. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he
had. What made those folks settle here, I wonder? The German folks.
Well, do you want me to tell that, or you can let her tell that in her part?
Yeah, you can. Why don't you tell me, Miss?
His wife and his family that was able to help finance the trip. So they got together. They were from different places, from Frankfurt, Minden, and I can't think of all those names.
Up and down the Rhine, this one place, another
and,
one.
So they came to Economy, Pennsylvania, where they joined another German colony, which was the George Rapp colony. Well, Rapp and Count de Leon couldn't agree. They didn't believe alike. So Count de Leon and his group went over to Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They farmed.
Now, you said they were from, where was Jerusalem?
No, they was looking for a place that's near like Jerusalem. Near like Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
See, that was where Christ was crucified.
Oh, I see.
And they thought he's going to come to here. I'll be that guy, you know.
Well, he's going to be that guy, you know. It matters. He's going to redo his tape anyhow, I'm sure.
He was going to try to be, he was very religious. He was a fanatic. Yeah, he was so religious. He believed that Christ was coming back. And so did Billy Graham, but Billy Graham says he's coming back to Jerusalem. Leon figured he was going to come to the United States because it was free, you know, and they'd have the way he could speak his peace and serve as he wished to. And so he was going to come and receive him when he come back. And so he tried to pick the latitude, and all them tubes together near like Jerusalem as he could, near to it. And in this country, somewhere in here, matches Jerusalem all the way with it, the latitude, altitude, and everything. So that's why that they was working their way into him. Well, they come on, see, they got on yonder, then the water wrecked two crops for them because they couldn't get up. But as soon as they got old man Shreve to come in there and dredge the lake, well, they helped him move them log jams out, and they moved on up then. And they come on up Red River, and when they got on up then Dog Cheek, they got as far up as they could. That was the end of the voyage. So then they got out and got their ox teams and things. Spent a couple of days there before they left, and they found out about this old squatter that had a little old place. He started a homestead and right below our barn down there. And they come up here and bought him out and started from there. And so that's why they was in here.
Yeah.
Now, if that don't quite feel you.
Yeah, but you missed the part in there where Count de Leon and so many of the colonists died at Nacogdoches with yellow fever.
Yeah.
And so the countess knew that this was his place of coming, so she, with the aid of John Bopp, came on here, kept the colony together to 1871, when they began to marry outside the colony, and they would deed them some land or give them some money, whatever they shared. See, it was a communion. They all shared alike.
Yes, ma'am.
And so when done that, well, they, that's what Colin disbanded, and the countess and her daughter, they had two daughters, and they went to Hot Springs, Arkansas. And different ones in the colony went the other way, but it happened the Krauses stayed.